Consumer groups and Democrats in Congress reacted angrily today to the Bush administration's proposal to alter landmark medical privacy rules. They said the proposed changes would undermine the protections the rules were designed to offer. But the administration and health industry groups insist the changes will make it easier for patients to get the medical care they need. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The rules represent the first federal effort to guarantee patients the right to see their own medical records and determine who else can see them. Reaction to the Bush administration's proposal to modify the rules was swift. On the Senate floor this morning, Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy accused the administration of selling out to the healthcare industry.
And for the administration to side with the medical corporate world and being willing to share that kind of sensitive information, which individuals do not want to have it shared, I think is an infringement in terms of the rights to privacy for Americans that this country will not and should not tolerate.
Most patients won't begin to feel the impact of the rules for at least another year, but the fight over the privacy protections has raged nearly nonstop since 1996. Last year, the Bush administration allowed the rules originally issued by President Clinton to take effect. But President Bush said at the time he would likely propose changes. That's what the administration has now done. Bill Peer, spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services, says the proposed changes come in response to legitimate complaints from healthcare providers that the privacy rules as written might do more harm than good.
In the previous rule, there was concern that we would actually impede, interfere with access, and perhaps interfere with the continuing quality of health care.
Industry officials complained that the original rule was so strict it could prevent family members from picking up prescriptions or doctors from discussing care with patients in semi-private hospital rooms. The administration wants to fix those problems by dropping a requirement that patients consent in writing before their health information could be used. Consumer advocates like Jan Laurie Goldman of the Georgetown University Health Privacy Project agree the rules could use some tightening. But she says that eliminating the requirement for prior consent cuts the heart out of the entire privacy effort because patients simply won't know they have the new protections.
If people don't know that they have a right to see their medical records, if they don't know that they have a right to limit the uses of their information in certain situations, if they don't know that there are certain activities that would be illegal, how can they complain? How can they say that their rights are being violated?
Goldman says she's also worried about a change that would make it easier for parents to see their teenagers' medical information. But the proposed changes don't all go the industry's way. For example, Goldman says she's happy the administration did not bow to industry's request to eliminate a requirement that firms that contract with hospitals or insurance companies also agree to abide by the privacy rules. Mary Greeley of the Healthcare Leadership Council and industry group said health providers wanted that section dropped altogether.
Providers were hospitals, physicians, everyone was concerned. We have many, many contracts with each other and with those that aren't even covered by the privacy rule.
Senator Kennedy said today he plans to hold hearings on the proposed changes next month. He also said he'll introduce legislation to guarantee the protections the administration wants to drop. But Congress has so far been unable to agree how best to protect medical privacy. Lawmakers last tried to pass a bill in 1999. It was that failure that required the effort to move to the executive branch in the first place. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.